Liverpool face a huge battle to stay in the Europa League after suffering a shock home defeat to Atalanta in the quarterfinal first leg at Anfield. Former West Ham forward Gianluca Scamacca scored in each half, before ex-Chelsea player Mario Pasalic added a late third goal to ensure the Italians start as strong favourites to reach the semi-finals when the sides meet in next Thursday's return in Bergamo. Scamacca broke the deadlock in the 38th minute after Quivin Kelleher allowed his low drive to creep under him. On a deeply frustrating night for below-par Liverpool, Darwin Nunez missed two big chances, while Harvey Elliott's curling attempt struck the bar before dropping onto the post. Mohamed Salah, who started on the bench, forced a fine save from visiting keeper Juan Musso after Kelleher had atoned for his error to stop the unmarked Hyun Koop Miners from doubling Atalanta's lead. The Reds were flat and lacked urgency in their play, and punished for some dreadful defending. Scamacca took advantage of being left unmarked by doubling the lead with a crisp finish on the hour, while Pasalic's 83rd-minute strike came after Ederson was afforded too much space to shoot and, when Kelleher made a save, the Croatian snapped up the rebound. Jurgen Klopp looked bewildered at the final whistle after seeing his side comprehensively beaten by Atalanta, who sit 6th in Serie A and trail leaders Inter Milan by 32 points. The Liverpool boss, who made 6 changes to the side that drew 2-2 at Manchester United on Sunday, has enjoyed some incredible European nights under the lights at Anfield during his 9 years in charge. But this could well be the last time he experiences a European home game after his side were a poor second best to a clinical Atalanta, whose players and management team celebrated in front of their jubilant travelling fans long after the final whistle. Liverpool had been looking to put the disappointment of Old Trafford, and dropping 2 points in the title race, behind them. Instead, they are now fighting to stay in Europe after one of their poorest performances of the season, and a first home loss since a Champions League last 16 tie in February 2023 when Real Madrid beat them 5-2. Even the return of Diogo Jota from injury after a 2-month absence could not inspire the Reds, who were looking to establish a comfortable cushion to take to Italy before 3 successive Premier League away games inside a week. But they never got going, and Klopp's hope of ending his Liverpool reign at the Europa League final in Dublin on the 22nd of May looks a distant dream. Dear esteemed listener, be part of our global community. Subscribe to our lovely channel. Now.